Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
And you're very welcome back. Well, August is the month when the comedians go to Edinburgh to take part in the city's Fringe Festival. It's renowned for breaking loads of new talent. It's a place actually where Fleabag and Baby Reindeer, those global massive shows on Netflix and elsewhere, have come out of. So on the line are two Irish comedians who are performing at Edinburgh, and it's happening right now. Sean Burke and Rachel Galvo, good morning to you both.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. And thank you so much for comedians to be chatting to someone before 9:30, because I know you are you're night people for sure.
It's like the middle of the night here. I'm going back to sleep after.
And it's Scotland anyway, you know, so June is over, so you're already into winter. Rachel, I'm going to start with you. First of all, you're brand new to comedy.
I am brand spanking new. It was kind of a bit of a mistake, to be perfectly honest. I've taken a joke a bit far. Yeah. But I only started a few months ago. I'm very happy to be here.
Does that mean that you have a qualification for something important and that you really shouldn't be doing comedy?
Absolutely, yes. I went to a pretty strict school, and I actually studied international business in Trinity College for 4 years.
International business, very good.
Yeah, and then, COVID came and I had a bit of a quarter life crisis and thought maybe I should be spending my life doing something I actually enjoy. And I went to acting school in London and then wrote a show, and some people really enjoyed it. And then here I am, some sold out shows in London and across the UK and Ireland. And yeah,
it's great because you've got the Brits laughing at basically your kind of life story of posh schools in Dublin.
My trauma, yeah, absolutely.
Trauma.
Absolutely. I'm only joking. It's perfectly fine. But yeah, I mean, it's funny. I wasn't sure if it was going to translate. Obviously, the Irish audiences can relate and they love it. But I think the British people find it quite shocking and, fascinating. And so it works in that way too.
Are they just shocked that there are posh people from Ireland and in Ireland?
You know what? I don't even think that. I know people in Ireland would consider me posh. I don't think we're even on that posh level with the Brits. consider me posh the minute I say I'm Irish, you know, in a different league.
So what are you using? Because I know you don't identify the school that you went to, although all of your friends know exactly who you are. What do you do in your show? And what is your show called, by the way?
My show, am I allowed to curse? There's a curse word in it. It's called The Shite Feminist.
I know, Shite
is the way I asked if I was allowed to curse, and I just did it anyway.
The Shite Feminist. Okay, so we get where you're starting from, okay?
Yes. It's essentially, when I went to acting school, we had to read a lot of books. A lot of them were on intersectional feminism. And although I'd love to be able to call myself a feminist, I kind of was looking back over my 24 years, 15 of them being, you know, kind of under nuns in a posh Irish Catholic school, and then finance and Trinity, and it's kind of how I've been acting very unfeminist, you know, wanting to be the perfect woman in the eyes of the Catholic Church and then the perfect woman in finance, but it's probably considered inherently unfeminist.
Where the comedy comes from, because you have an appeal for the type of husband that the posh South County Dublin girl dreams about in the show.
Of course, yeah. I want all my education, but then I want to, you know, marry a nice Irish rugby player. Come and stay at home, mum. That's what the joke is.
A rugby player with investments.
Of course, yeah, of course, okay. Of course.
You've already been performing in Edinburgh so far, have you?
Yes, I've done 10 nights so far.
Oh, right, okay. And I don't mean this as a mean question, but are people going to your shows? Because there are lots of shows in Edinburgh that have nobody going to.
I know, it's brutal, isn't it?
Yeah.
9 of ours have been sold out. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm really, really lucky here. I don't think this is common for people's first Fringe. And so I know that I'm very lucky. But I've been, you know, working hard on social media. I know that might be hard to understand for some people. Not exactly working hard, but posting
it's television.
And then out there flying.
It's just basically new television. So you could go make your own productions and put them online.
It is. I mean, everyone's coming saying, you know, I saw you on Instagram, I saw you on TikTok, and that's the way to go. And honestly, that's free. Do you know what I mean? Because other people are paying thousands to have their posters up around the city. And I didn't have that money coming here. So I just had to post, and it really worked for me, and I'm really lucky, you know.
Okay, and you've got good reviews, and we're going to come to that in a second, but I'm going to bring in Sean Burke here. Sean, you are not new to comedy. You've been doing that kind of online content stuff forever, and you're a young man, but you've been wrecked by it.
I've been doing it for embarrassingly long, if anything, at this stage. It's about time I do the Ed Fringe. And thankfully, I don't have a serious degree in my back pocket anyway. So it was this or nothing.
I mean, you have done it a long time, haven't you? You've started in your
20s.
Yeah. Was it YouTube you did first of all?
That's right, yeah. I started in 2012 with YouTube videos, basically, back in the day.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I've just been kind of hopping from one social media outlet to another, like the floor is lava, basically, just serving, using whichever one serves me best at the time, and kind of gaining experience and learning to write jokes and write sketches and getting better at acting and doing stand-up as well. But stand-up for most of that was kind of on the back burner. It's only in the last few years that I've really started to invest in live comedy.
Yeah, because you have huge hits. Twitter was really the place where you came alive, wasn't it? With sketches.
Yeah.
The Brian Cox piss take, which is very, very funny. That has millions of views.
Yeah, that was the place for me. Yeah, it was certainly from kind of lockdown onwards that Twitter really exploded as a place to do sketch comedy.
Yeah.
And kind of reflected my sense of humour. Unfortunately, now it's an absolute hellhole. But I think I got the best out of it. I struck while the iron was hot.
Do you still get good views there, though, if you post a sketch? Or is it, have you moved
sometimes
on?
Yeah, but not as consistently, I would say. I'd say it's a lot harder to predict now.
Right.
But I had, like, decent views on a sketch there a few weeks ago. But then the following week, it could be, like, a tenth of that. It's just kind of a lottery.
What does decent views count for now?
Well, it's like half a million views.
Half a million, yeah.
On a sketch about,
that's a late show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to know who's actually seen it, and that's just what the Twitter algorithm says. But I'm very happy with that, but I can't guarantee that every week, unfortunately.
So you've converted now, you've converted your writing into a live show. You haven't performed yet in Edinburgh?
No, today is the first day, actually. Yeah,
okay.
So I should be rehearsing right now.
Yeah,
but
it's okay. You almost shouldn't be up this early either. You should be just resting. So. And what will your show entail?
So it's called Burke in Progress, because
great
the
name.
Show in itself is thank you. I do appreciate a pun.
Yes.
And so that, because the show in itself is a sort of work in progress show, just means it's essentially unfinished, really. But a lot of the material in there I have been working on over the course of this year. So it flows pretty nicely now. It just means it's slightly shorter than other shows. It's about 45 minutes. And it's just sort of a life story, really. Because I just wanted to give myself free license to take from any part of my life in terms of jokes. And it's kind of starting off in Ireland, to moving to England, to doing stuff on the internet, and everything in between, really. But yeah, that's it.
Does Swords get a look in?
Swords does get a look in, actually.
Oh, God, okay.
Yeah. It's a positive spin on this beautiful sword.
How do you treat swords, and what is swords?
First line, I have to explain what swords is to the Scottish people.
You would explain it not just to Scottish people, I think to Irish people as well, because swords is one of those lost kind of North County Dublin towns.
I know, yeah. It's strange. I had a sort of identity crisis a while ago about it, because I always assumed I was a Dubliner through and through. And then Kevin McGahern, another comedian, said to me, oh, Swords is weird because it's sort of half in the country and half in Dublin.
Exactly.
And my head was spinning. I'd never thought about it like that before, but I guess he's sort of right. But it's kind of like an island in North Dublin, really, where your only choice of escape is Dublin bus, and that's a recipe for disaster, which I cover in the show as well. But it's a lovely town otherwise, so no complaints.
No, it's a lovely town. It's just, when I say it looks like a lost town, it really does look like a country town that a Dublin bus has kind of shown up for a day out in.
Truly.
That's really weird. Look, why is there a Dublin bus in the middle of Tullamore? This is sort of is the vibe, isn't
it? Yeah, exactly.
So you're going to do, how many shows are you going to do then over in Edinburgh?
I'm doing 12 shows, so it's the next 12 days.
How do you sell those shows?
Social media.
Really?
I mean, flyering is a great way to kind of bump up the numbers on the day.
Okay.
But I have sold out a few shows in advance already. And again, just like Rachel, that's down to social media. It's such a useful tool for comedians promoting their shows now. And it's a really helpful a promotional tool to have in your back pocket, because people know your sense of humor. They kind of know what to expect in advance.
Yes.
they feel like they're taking less of a risk, you know. So that's been great.
And you're going to hone your script according to the reaction each night?
Exactly, yeah. Probably freshen up the scripts, you know, from day to day, and see what goes down best, really. But yeah, should be a nice, fun show. I'm excited.
Fantastic. And Rachel, you're getting help, I think, selling your shows. You've obviously used social media. You've sold out a few as well. But who's flyering for you on the streets of Edinburgh?
I'm going to sound like such a brat. My mother was helping me for a few days. Now, listen, I wasn't forcing her to. She was watching me trying to flyer. And I think she's getting frustrated because I was a little apologetic. Like, here's a photo of my face. If you'd like to come, come. And she took them off me and she was like, oh, Jesus Christ, Rachel, let me just do this. And she was way better at it. But it's also easier when you're not selling your own face, you know? I mean, yeah. It's a bit mortifying going up to people being like, please take this photo of me and come and listen to, you know, some jokes. But my mum was, she was amazing at it. Really amazing. And then, you know, every night about a third of the audience, she was best friends with. Like, oh, Maureen, how are you? I flyered you earlier.
Does she say it's my daughter that's doing the show?
Of course, yeah. She's like, can you not tell? It's my sister.
Your mum is in sales, is she? She works in sales.
She did, yeah. She worked in P&G in sales for ages. She's a bit of a boss, so she was she's really great at that, and I'm very proud of her and very, very grateful. And I'm very lucky to have such a great mum.
That's somebody
she
good.
She is back now in Ireland, looking after her businesses and family and everything. So she's greatly missed, but I've had to step up and be a little more brave with the flaring.
But she approves of the swerve you've taken in your life.
She does. Honestly, people don't believe this, but my mum was kind of before all of this. She was kind of egging me on to go for acting school when I was even still in school. But I think I was a little terrified to do something different in my school. So I just wanted to, you know, take the road more travelled. I didn't want to really stand out, especially when you're a teenager. But she's always kind of been the person being like, take the risk. She's been the one driving me to acting rehearsals since I was able to talk and to dance classes and everything. So she knows, you know, she knows I'm good at this and she knows that I really love it and that makes me happy. And I didn't take an uncalculated risk, if I'm being honest. Like, yeah. I knew I left my job knowing that I had these shows sold out and knowing I had, you know, somewhat stable income from, you know, it wasn't just kind of a complete shot in the dark where I just left my job and I was like, oh, I hope my parents will help me in London or anything. It wasn't anything like that, you know.
It was working. It's working for you. Well,
It is. And if I need to, I can go back, hopefully, you know. And I have a family home in Dublin that I'm welcome in, I think. So I'm very lucky in that sense, you know.
And that you can Tinder away for your rugby husband from there. Or is that just your
alter? Exactly.
Are you really going to do that?
Dublin, yeah.
It's not just your fully alter ego.
No, absolutely not. I think a rugby player would be terrified of me. Cracking my jokes on the sidelines. I'd be mortified devastated if he had the spotlight instead of me. No. That's never going to work. Never going to work.
So we know Sean is over there. He's honing his show to bring it on tour, I presume. You're doing the sort of same kind of thing? Is that what you're up to? Did you hope to get out of Edinburgh?
I mean, yeah.
And get spotted?
Well, no. So my show, incredibly, for some bizarre reason, it kind of a clip went up on social media and then MCD and Live Nation were kind of on to me. So I already have a sold out show on the West End in Leicester Square Theatre that's happening at the end of September, and three Dublin shows and the Glasgow show. Yeah, bizarre. So we've kind of already planned our semi-tour and we're meeting with MCD for more Irish dates. My managers are going to kill me for saying this, but I think Cork and Galway.
We'll have a chat to you and we'll close it to the time because no one can remember anything. But in the meantime, Rachel Galvo, all your stuff is on TikTok and The Shite Feminist. Is it still playing? Are you finished in Edinburgh? Are you continuing on?
No. I have about six more nights, some of which are still available.
So please check that out. Sean, I know it's terrible having a comedian hearing someone else being successful selling out shows in here. Thank God you've got something really cool to talk about, which is it coming out in the autumn? Are you involved in a film?
I am, yeah. I'm in a film called The Problem with People with Colm Meaney and Paul Reiser, yeah, which was very cool. And turns out making films takes a long time. So we filmed that 2 years ago.
2 years ago?
It's a long turnaround. But that's coming out in October. So I'm very excited to tell people about that.
But so you look more like Brian Cox now than you did in the film.
Yeah, I don't need the wig anymore. Yeah, I really look the part.
What's it called again? It's the problem.
The problem with people.
The problem with people. Yeah. What's it about?
So it's about Paul Reiser is... So Colomini is like a distant relation of Paul Reiser in Ireland. And it's very much one of those classic, like, fish out of water stories where Paul Reiser comes from the high rises of New York to the small country towns of Ireland and meets the locals, including his cousin, Colomini. And it sort of kind of devolves into this family split over this will. Over a joint family member, and chaos ensues. But
this has been the best, the best selling of a film I've heard in a long time. But listen, we better let you go and get back to your auditioning, Sean Burke. And your show is Burke in Progress. That starts in Edinburgh. Good luck with that. And we look forward to seeing it when it comes to Ireland and around the place. Thanks a million, guys. That's Rachel Galvo and Sean Burke in Edinburgh. We're going to take a break and we're going to talk to our teenagers. They're going to give loads of advice on bridging that gap from primary into secondary school after a couple of messages here.
Email oliver@rte.ie.